Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
I don't know about you, but we love mystery stories. That's why The Upside Down Story is one of our favorite podcasts. It turns a tale flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy so that you need to listen to the clues to figure out who the mystery storyteller is. Search for The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're tuning in to Tales with a Whale with your host, me, Betty the Blue Whale. I'm the only marine biologist turned marine podcast host who also happens to be a marine mammal in the form of a beatific, beautiful blue whale. I'm coming to you live from our famous underwater studio. And as always, I'm backed by the All Clam Jam Band and my best friend and intrepid reporter, Bubbles the Seahorse. If you're a regular listener to all our super shows here at Go Kid Go, you might know me as friend and sidekick to those top-notch twins, Xavia and Atlas, stars of the epic underwater adventure series, Whale of a Tale. But I've also got my own side gig here with my very own podcast, where we talk all about the incredible oceans and the fabulous fish and marvelous mammals that live in it. That music means it's time to get the show started. I like to begin the show with a segment that features some of my very favorite ocean life, cetaceans just like me. Cetacean is a fancy science word that means marine mammals such as whales, porpoises, and dolphins. In fact, do you know what you call a cetacean from another planet? A whalian! Oh, come on, that's a good one! Alright, fine, I get the hint. Fewer jokes and more of our segment that we like to call Cetacean Sensation. Do you know who the smallest porpoise is? It's the vaquita. The vaquita measures at just over 4 feet and is the smallest of all the porpoises, as well as the smallest of all the cetaceans in the sea. The word vaquita even means little cow in Spanish, although they don't really look like cows. They look like porpoises. However, they have very short noses, or beaks, and are characterized by not only their size, but their dark backs, white bellies, and dark rings around their eyes. Come to think of it, they look more like panda bears than cows. But sadly, because of their diminutive size, vaquitas are frequently caught in fishing nets. This has been such a rampant issue that today, there are only 10 vaquitas left alive in the wild, making them the most endangered marine mammal on Earth. Scientists are scrambling to try and bring this little cousin back from the brink of extinction, but efforts to breed vaquitas in captivity have proved unsuccessful. The only hope is that fishing boats stop catching vaquitas in their nets and allow the vaquita to breed in the wild and bounce back on its own. We believe in you, little vaquita! Well, that music means it's time to move on to our main segment. Since it's Monday, that means it's time for another exciting episode of Sea Creature Feature. And we sure do have a special guest for you today, folks. Coming to us live via our two-way radio is our delightfully daring roving correspondent, Bubbles, who is swimming to the ocean floor off the coast of Africa to meet our guest. Bubbles, are you there?
Sure am, Betty. Although, I don't see our guest yet. Unless, holy giant mackerel? What was our guest's name again?
The coelacanth. The coelacanth is a Latin name meaning hollow spine, which the coelacanth got because of its hollow dorsal fins along its spine. Coelacanths certainly aren't short on fins. In fact, they have 8 in all. And I'm guessing Bubbles' surprise is because the coelacanth sure is big for a fish. They have large eyes and mouths and are dark with speckled scales that act like armor. They have thick bodies with a long, thick tail, measure about 6 feet long, and can weigh up to 200 pounds.
Ooh.
Pretty crazy, right? But that's not even close to the most fascinating part about our guest tonight. What makes the coelacanth so special is that it was once considered to be completely extinct. The first fossil of the coelacanth was discovered in the 19th century, and it was estimated that they had been extinct not just for a few years, but for millions of years. In fact, the oldest fossil of the coelacanth placed its existence at 410 million years ago, in the late Cretaceous period, which means coelacanths were swimming around when the Tyrannosaurus Rex was stomping on land.
Ah.
Pretty crazy! But then, in 1938, living coelacanths were discovered off the coast of South Africa. The reason they'd long been undiscovered is because they like to live very deep in the ocean, and they're nocturnal, so during the daytime, they're usually resting in caves ranging from 300 to 1,500 feet deep.
Ooh.
Once the mysterious coelacanth was finally discovered alive, they were referred to as living fossils because for the longest time, scientists believed their closest relatives were extinct species that could only be found in fossils and that they had no living relatives.
You mean I'm swimming with an honest-to-goodness dinosaur?
Almost! Nowadays, they have discovered that there are many different types of coelacanth bodies, which has led them to believe that they may be more closely related to present-day lungfish than the living fossils. It's always nice to discover new family.
Even so, maybe I ought to give them a little extra spice.
I wouldn't worry about it, Bubbles. Coelacanths are very peaceful and solitary creatures and like to eat mainly small fish and cephalopods, which is a fancy science word for animals like squid and octopus. They are also passive drift feeders, which means they will just swim slowly around and hope something falls in their mouth. Kind of like me! Well, that music means it's about time to wrap up the show. I'd like to thank the All Clam Jam Band and, of course, our intrepid reporter, Bubbles, for swimming all the way to the coast of Africa to meet our special guest of the day. Thanks, Bubbles!
Don't mention it, Betty. I love traveling for work. I'm really racking up those Sea Mile reward points.
Glad to hear it, Bubbles. And finally, thank you to our special guest, the coelacanth. There's nothing you coelacanth do. Oh, come on, guys. I thought that was a good one. Don't forget, folks, if you're looking for more awesome content, be sure to check out all of the other offerings at Go Kid Go, wherever you get your podcasts. We've got so many great shows, there's always something new to dive into. Thanks for tuning in, listeners. So long and happy swimming.
Woohoo! Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.